The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material, you can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross? The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to Bob Burney Live. Thank you for joining me on this Tuesday afternoon. What a privilege to be on this side of the microphone. And I was just reminded last night what an incredible audience this is. I mentioned just quickly yesterday that Joy and I were in Ashland, Ohio. Last night, tonight, tomorrow night, we were there also Sunday doing a four-day revival at First Baptist Ashland. And we pulled into the church last night and, yeah, made it on time up in Ashland. And really didn't break the speed limit. But lo and behold, there were some of our listeners there, and it was just wonderful and a great privilege to meet some more of our listeners. Don't usually attend that church, but heard me talking about it yesterday. And so to those listeners, thank you, and hope you can be back tonight. And if you live in that area, we'll be there tonight. First Baptist Church, Ashland, started Sunday. Last night, had a wonderful service last night. We'll be there tonight, Lord willing, and then we will finish up tomorrow night. Four-day revival, First Baptist Church of Ashland, Ohio. What sweet people. What a great privilege for Joy and I to be able to minister. We're not as young as we used to be. But so we got back late last night after a full day. But just blessed and so thankful for the privilege of sharing. Joy and I had the privilege of singing together, and then I had the privilege of preaching. And as I said, that's what God called us to do. And then I share very little personal things on the program. I really do. But I had my annual physical today. It looks like you're going to be stuck with me for a while. For the most part, got a clean bill of health. Yeah, I still have my diabetes, but that's under control. And overall, a couple of little minor concerns. I mean, after all, you know, I'm not 29 anymore. I'm at least 39. And but the reason I brought this up, it is Joy and I are just blessed in many ways. We have a wonderful, wonderful Christian family doctor. Don't ask me who he is, because he's not accepting patients. He is more than full. He has more patients than he can handle. And it's expected, because he is – not only is he an incredible physician, he's a godly man. Loves Christ, does a lot of mission work, spends quite a bit of time on the mission field every year. donating his services as a physician on different mission fields. And I was just reminded, he is just so kind, gracious, and incredibly knowledgeable and compassionate. And we're just blessed to have a Christian physician. I was just reminded of that. But then finally, the other reason why I brought it up, said, "Hey, how you doing, Doc?" He said, "Bob," he says, "I want to practice medicine for another 10 years. That's what I want to do. If my health holds up, I want to practice medicine another 10 years. But he says, I don't know. He said, "The federal government and the state government and the insurance companies and the hoops and the paperwork." And he's told me, he said, "I am working 16 hours a day every single day because after he sees the full slate of patients, it takes him 2 to 2.5 hours in the evening." He says he usually does it between 8 and 10 or 8 and 10:30 every night. He does all the charting and all the work that has to be done, all the paperwork that has to be filled out. And he's a part of a big group. So fortunately, the group does a lot of that for him. But he said, "We're going to lose our entire healthcare system in America unless major changes are made." He said, "It is a mess. It's never been worse." And he didn't mention this, and I don't want to get political on this, but all this came about with Obamacare. Most of this mess came about with Obamacare. It didn't make things better. It didn't make it simpler. It didn't make it more streamlined. And he was just in despair. He says, "I don't know." He says, "Unless we see major changes, our entire medical system is going to go down the drain." And he says, "We're losing the young guys because they're not willing. They can't put in the time, the effort, the energy that is required." So just a reminder that our healthcare system is in crisis. And so far, it's not getting better. And I asked him, "Is there any help on the horizon? Are you encouraged at all?" I said, "Not really. Not yet." He says, "There are some things being suggested, some changes." And he didn't say the Trump administration. He didn't say any of that. He just said, "We got to make some changes or we are doomed medically." And having the government take over more, that is not the answer. A one-payer healthcare system? No. Socialized medicine? No, that's not the answer. So anyway, I left encouraged and thankful for the health that God has given me and thankful for a godly physician. All right, here is some news out of Laos. You probably didn't even hear about this because this kind of thing is happening every day, and that's why I continue to bring this to your attention because you're not hearing about it in the mainstream media. You're hearing about all kinds of other things. And I want to say this carefully, I want to say it cautiously, and I want to say it compassionately. But if anything happens to a Muslim, it's big news. And again, I want to say that with compassion. And I don't want any bad thing to happen to anybody, a Muslim or anybody else. But if it happens to a Christian, silence. Well, what we had not heard is that three U.S. missionaries had been arrested in Laos. They are volunteers with a Wyoming-based Christian organization called Vision Beyond Borders. They were arrested by Laotian police on April 8th. Why? They had Bibles with them. Yeah. Now listen, you, my listeners, the LTDs, you love the Word of God, and you have given hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars for Bible distribution. For people like this, they were in Laos, and they were trying to take Bibles in. They got caught at the border. They were arrested. Their passports were confiscated. This was back on April 8th. The U.S. Embassy began to get involved, and the good news is they have been released. They have been released. The U.S. Embassy got directly involved. This is a primarily Buddhist country. And let's see, who is this quote from? A representative with International Christian Concerns said, quote, what they did was simply distribute Bibles. It's really out of love that they took on this risky mission because they feel like these people need to hear the gospel. So they took on the trip anyway. They knew the danger, and yet they took Bibles into Laos, and they were caught, arrested, their passports confiscated. But the good news is they have now been released. Folks, I tell you this all the time, and it's true. There are people risking their lives on a daily basis to get the Word of God into the hands of people who have never had it before. And people are risking their lives to distribute the Bible to people who are willing to risk their lives to receive it. Would you be willing to risk your life for a Bible? Would you be willing to risk your life to give a Bible to someone? Would you? I ask myself that question often. We so take for granted the ease of obtaining scriptures here in this country, and that's why it is such a privilege when I come to you occasionally and ask you to help people who don't have Bibles, and you always respond. All right, quick break. We'll be back. More Bob Brady Live.
Bob Burney Live, looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Boy, is this counterintuitive. I would imagine all of you are familiar, at least somewhat, with the Amish community. We have a large Amish population here in Ohio. Obviously, Sugar Creek, Berlin, and all that, but there are many other areas around the state that have large Amish populations. And I would imagine if you were to go out on the street and just ask the average person, would you say the Amish community is growing or declining? I think about 99%, me included, would say, oh, it's declining. It's declining. I mean, you know, they're so old-fashioned, out of date, but, you know. Well, I don't know about the Amish community in Ohio, but there is also a large Amish community over in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. And I have to continually catch myself as how to pronounce L-A-N-C-A-S-T-E-R. Because growing up in California, it was Lancaster. Here in central Ohio, it's Lancaster. California, Lancaster. Here in Ohio, Lancaster. In Pennsylvania, Lancaster, I think. Anyway, there is a significant Amish population over in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, the county and so on. Well, I've got an interesting story in front of me indicating in Lancaster County, the fastest growing portion of the population are the Amish. They're not declining. And again, this is Pennsylvania. They're not declining. They're actually growing. In fact, of all of the growth, Census Bureau says that Lancaster County in Pennsylvania added 2,503 people last year. 2018, 2,503 people were added to the county population. Out of the 2,503, 1,020 of them were Amish. Again, I think that's counterintuitive. You would just think that the young people growing up in the Amish community would say, I am out of here. I'm not living like mom and dad. Everybody else has got cars and electricity. I'm not driving around in a horse buggy. But the community, at least in Pennsylvania, is actually expanding and growing. Who would have thunk it? It would be fascinating to do a study as to why, and I'm not even going to try to guess, but it would be fascinating to study why. This is a story that is very disturbing. It's a story out of New York State, but it's gaining national attention. It's a story of Shane Pichet. I assume that's how you pronounce his last name. P-I-C-H-E. Shane Pichet. He was a school bus driver, in Watertown, New York. School bus driver in Watertown, New York. He raped a 14-year-old girl that he met while driving her school bus. He was 26 years old at the time. He invited a bunch of young girls to his house, got them drunk, and raped one of them. This is a girl off his school bus. He raped her. Well, he pleaded guilty, and he will not serve one day in jail. Not one day in jail. He pleaded guilty to a third-degree rape. He was sentenced to 10 years probation by Judge James P. McCluskey. He will have to register as a level one sex offender for the rest of his life, but will not spend one day in jail. The prosecutors wanted jail time. They wanted him to be a level two offender. The judge said, well, no, he didn't have any other offenses. Well, he's only in his 20s. No jail time. I'll let you determine whether that is just or not.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.